Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Trump took his oath of office with a priority list of actions that he wanted to take in his first 100 days. It has not been easy. In the first place, I don't think his team had prepared enough to move quickly on getting his nominees through the Senate approval process. And secondly, the Democrat Party has not gotten over the fact that they lost, and they are still fighting to discredit President Trump, delay, and obstruct everything. Sonny Perdue was a late selection for Secretary of Agriculture, and that was back in January. At his request, I met with him 2 months ago, February the 6th, and he asked for some advice on staffing the Department of Agriculture. We talked about the challenges that a new secretary might face. I thought he would be confirmed by the end of February. He has broad bipartisan support. 6 former secretaries of agriculture endorsed him for confirmation. I never imagined it would take this long. Farmers and ranchers are up in arms over the fact that we don't have a Secretary of Agriculture yet. The House Ag Committee sent a letter to the Senate leadership, and I quote, "We strongly support the speedy confirmation of Governor Perdue as Secretary of Agriculture," end of quote. Perdue's path of confirmation has been blocked by other priorities that have dominated the Senate's time. Getting the approval of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court has taken forever. Senate Democrats say that they will filibuster, and if that happens, Republicans say that they will change the rules. The so-called nuclear option, where Mr. Gorsuch would not need 60 votes but could be confirmed with 51. Senate Republicans predict he will be confirmed this Friday, hopefully. Governor Perdue could be confirmed this week also. It's about time. The farm economy is suffering with low prices. It's hard to get the job done without a leadership team. And as I talked a couple weeks ago, a devastating wildfire burned 1.5 million acres in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, killing thousands of cattle and hogs. President Trump ordered the Department of Agriculture to authorize emergency grazing on conservation reserve land. My Knox County, Illinois Farm Bureau is raising money to help those poor families that lost everything in the wildfires. And finally, while talking about priorities that need to be addressed, we still don't have Robert Lighthizer confirmed as U.S. Trade Ambassador. More on that next week. And I am John Block from Washington.